Footy season is back and you'll never miss a moment with KO Sports, the team you love. Every round live and ad break free in play. That's right, no annoying ad breaks while the game is on. New to KO? Start your free trial today.
Oh, this is great. I'll tell you one thing, right? So if you think about industry that you use, you know, like it might be a mechanic, it might be whatever the case may be. If you're a raving fan about something, I reckon there's two things to it. One, service. Mm-hmm. Well, there's three. Two's genuine care, and three is their Joe knockabouts, or Joanne knockabouts, you know, cruisy sort of people who are genuine people. Well, I'm pleased to see and say, well, I am pleased to see, because we get to see him today, our next guest, who is a doyen of finance and a doyen of a great bloke.
Oh, I love that.
The great Troy Phillips, First Point Mortgage Brokers, which have been supporting us from the get-go. He's now hosting us at the Balmain Hotel. Give us a yell if you're at the Balmain Hotel.
Guys. Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Thanks, Joel. Thanks, Sats.
It's the great Troy Phillips. How are you, mate?
Well, really well, Joel. How are you? How are you, Sats? I haven't met you before.
First time I've been to the Balmain, actually. I've got to say, coming back to Sydney, this will be my local.
Yeah, well, you're a Balmain legend. You're welcome anytime, mate.
And now, listen, as a son of a publican, grew up my whole life in the pubs. Mm. And as you're growing up as a kid...
I grew up in pubs too. It's three of us.
Used to live in the pub on the top floor.
Yeah.
Does that happen much anymore?
Not as much as it should, but because property prices are worth too much and they put bars and everything else up there. But I think in some of the smaller inner city pubs, people still live upstairs, you know, these owner operators. So it does happen. I don't know if it's the best thing these days with the VIP rooms and that. You don't want your 16-year-old ducking down at 12 at night.
So what about the regular nicknames? Like in the pubs that we had L Fitz, there was the Plough, there was 4-Day Fred. Is there any regulars that have got some...
Mate, our regulars, like there's Shano who does the meat raffle for us every week. He's a legend. He's almost like, he's full time. Mm-hmm. He's at the front door. There's Lachlan who's here. There's so many good, I'd be remiss to actually mention too many because they're legends. We've got Hayden who's got a baby on the way. So I think the missos actually got him tied up. But they're here every Thursday, every Friday. We're actually a local pub here
not,
at the moment.
Not physically tied up.
No, physically tied up.
Yeah. That's
physically
a little bit kinky, tied
up.
But anyway,
he's actually physically tied up in the backyard there.
You haven't mentioned a regular who's actually probably after tonight, he's a formal regular because Grant is getting married tomorrow, I understand. Where are you, Grant? Here he is. Here he is, Grant.
Grant Castle.
So you have the audacity, the gall, the temerity, the hide to spend your last 24 hours as a single bloke with us. Grant, what's Pepe Le Pewing? Anyway. And you're way too close to Dame for Zachary, let me tell you that. Yeah. Anyway. So, Troy, tell us about the... Look, you are a doyen of finance. We get you on most weeks to talk about all things finance. And as I said, First Point Mortgage Brokers, the team are here. Go and check them out. Jono and Chris and Greg and the rest of the team are here having a few. But First Point Mortgage Brokers. But how did you get into the pub?
Well, Joel, it was by accident. My dear mate Brett Hartley and I were... Brett sort of found his way out of the shire to Balmain. Mm. He travelled overseas and found his way overseas and came back and... got into Balmain and I was down in the shire and I thought, geez, I'm not keen on this place. Everything's close together. And they were sponsored by a local pub that didn't want to tip any money in, but they started a Balmain rugby club. And they decided they weren't tipping any more money in. So Warren Livingston, myself and Brett decided to buy the leasehold on the Riverview with our families, the Riverview Hotel.
Wow.
And we sponsored the rugby team. And the rugby team went from strength to strength. We're actually paying players and we had, you know, Shabal came out, Drew Mitchell played for them. They were sensational until... one day rugby in its wisdom decided that you can't pay anybody to play. And Woz and Brett were a driving force in that. And they decided we wanted to make rugby small again. So in between time, we worked out we liked pubs.
Yeah.
Well, we liked going to them.
Yeah.
And we knew a lot about them. We learned a lot over the last 10 years. And this was the second pub we bought. We had the Greenwood at one stage. We had the Swanson down the back of Erskineville Oval, which was the Currajong. And we had the old Tan Hall up the road, which sadly we moved on. But we've kept the Balmain with you know, April, my wife, and Leah. And it's a real family pub. And it's got a great connection to the community as well, the Balmain. Like,
oh, as it was.
You know, I've got people here that have travelled from Melbourne to hear you guys because they've heard that you're two Tigers
poor
legends.
Buggers,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, my mum and dad are here and Brett's mum and dad are here. And, you know, it's unbelievable. My daughter's heavily involved in the pub. April, we had a COVID scare. So April, my wife's actually picking up glasses and working the pub. So, you know, we might not be the Londy family, but you've got to start somewhere, Joel.
No, absolutely. Well, you're starting somewhere, right? Well, talk about starting somewhere. And look, you can see the people in the room. They are just adoring you. The great Greg looking to be so proud to have you up here, right? Greg
Collins.
Turned 50 recently, same day as Brad Fittler. And ladies and gentlemen, same day as Brad Fittler, he was born. And aren't they a striking similarity?
cut loose Collins.
Cut loose Collins. when I was there. When you're the only person. He's the only person I know who has on an invite. Right, 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning. Fair dinkum. He's the only person who starts his birthday at 50 and ends up at 51. Anyway, Troy, when you started out, what did you want to do? Do you always want to get into finance?
No.
No.
Well, I wanted to be a school teacher, and Dad wouldn't let me go to teacher's college because he said all you're going to do is go and drink and do nothing, and he worked it out. So I joined a bank, but actually I wanted to be a butcher.
Did you?
Yeah, I would have loved to have been a butcher. Just dressed properly with a striped apron, you know, the striped apron, and the tin, sharpen it, because my grandfather used to take me meat shopping. And the butchers always had great chat.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be in there, and you'd go in, they'd give you a bit of Devon. I was a pretty fat...
Richie Tubb, exactly.
Yeah. I was a pretty fat kid, so... Yeah. I was actually keen on being...
Taff, they'd call you.
Yeah, I was 30
years... Taff Yob, yeah.
I was 30 years before my time.
Yeah.
Because I think Vic's meats, it got trendy 35 years later, so I probably, but you know, I probably would have missed the boat, but I always wanted to be a butcher.
So being a wannabe butcher, do you take a lot of pride in your meat here?
Yes, we take a lot of pride in beating
What's your best cut?
Our best cut is the prime rib, but we don't sell it because none of our customers pay for it. But we've got the prime rib left from 2 years ago. If you want it, it's aged. It's aged like you would not believe. It's marbled as well.
Yeah.
And it can be a tomahawk if you want it to be. It can either be a tomahawk for $95 or for $75, it can be a prime rib. But our rump's good. But you know what? You can't beat a good palmy. But we've got a great kitchen. We've got a great staff. And through COVID, they were fantastic. Yeah. Like, running a pub through COVID and running a business, but running particularly a hospitality venue was very hard. Mm. Like, a lot of people waking up, as I said, to some guys looking at the ceiling.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it since I was about 16. It first of all started because I was going to fail exams. It just got bigger and better as I grew businesses. But, you know, it's just full credit to everybody. But, you know, everybody in Australia has managed to get through. And I think bad news travels fast and happens fast, which could be a good thing.
First Point Mortgage Brokers, the great Troy Phillips and the team, Joe Knockabouts. I'm telling you now, this is what our station's built on. We don't try to be too flashy, and that's us. And I'm so glad that you're supporting us, and you're supporting the Cronulla Sharks as well. What did you make of your Sharkies last night?
Oh, I loved it. My dad's a Saints supporter, and he's the worst tipper in the Shire.
Yeah.
But I actually thought we'd struggle. I mean, the Saints, you know, we were once the little brothers, but now we've got construction everywhere. We've got poker machines piling into the club. It's like... Nick Politis, watch out.
Yeah.
Here we come. I think the Sharks are on an up and up. And I think Nicho Hynes, honestly, you know, barring injury, I think Craig Bellamy never misses many, but I reckon he's looking at Cam Munster going, oh, geez, I wish I might have let him go to the Sharks and I might have kept this bloke on half the price.
Tell you, but that's not a bad... I mean, with all respect to Cam Munster, it's a sage counsel there from Troy Phillips, isn't it? Like, in hindsight, and you're all playing the game of, what was the movie? Moneyball. You'd love to have Nicho Hynes, wouldn't you?
Well, there was a stage... one stage there last year where they were going to rip Munster's contract up. So, it would have been one that got away. But when they signed Craig Fitzgibbon, what was your first thought?
Loved it.
Yep.
Everybody else second-guessed it. John Morris, you know, I love Bomber, but he never interviewed for the job. He took over in, you know, different circumstances. Flano was the sort of guy that built a club. He was the right man for the job. He had three older blokes there and built a club. And I was talking to some great Tigers supporters before. That's what they need to do, have faith in Madge. You don't win grand finals quickly. We won a grand final in 16. Fitzgibbon's taken us, it's like our club, it's getting bigger. We got the right bloke. We've got a great board, we've got a chairman that actually knows how to run a club. We had a bit of a problem with the beers on the weekend, but you know, great Northerners at a warm aren't great, but we'll get through that.
The Young Henrys, you prefer the Young Henrys?
Oh, the Young Henrys blokes, and you know what, they make a great brew, and Killer Collins isn't keen because he's more of the old Carlton Draft and VB, and we're a big CUB pub here, but the old Young Henrys, how good are they? They put on 5 free kegs for all the SEN listeners.
Did they?
Yep.
Wow. But so, by the way, if you're coming down... Yes, absolutely. We've got to get to the news, by the way. But if you're coming down Balmain, Mullen Street, we're here at the Balmain Hotel. And as I mentioned, First Point Mortgage Brokers have got behind us from the get-go, Troy. Yep. We appreciate that. We're going to have a fun night here with all the listeners. We're going to call the football. It's all happening. But, mate, you're a star.
Thank you, John.
You're well-loved by many, many people here because you are a genuine bloke. Thank you very much.
And lovely to meet you, Sats.
There he is, Troy Phillips.
Thank you, buddy.
First Point Mortgage Brokers. Go and see the guys. Go for a second opinion if you so wish. And he might even serve you in his butcher's apron. You never know.